सत्यं
दिशत्कर्तितमर्पितोऽनुनाम् नैवार्थतो यत्पुनरर्पिताय तव
वयं
विदधे भजताम् अनित्यताम्
इच्छाभिधानं
निजपादपल्लवम्
Satyam,
certainly,
Dishati, he offers
Artitam,
object prayed for, Artita,
prayed for,
Nrina, of the human being, Na,
not,
Eva,
indeed,
Artada,
bestower
of benedictions,
yes,
which,
Puna,
again,
Artita,
demand for a benediction.
Yadaha,
from which,
Swayam,
personally,
Vidatte,
he gives,
Bhajatam,
unto those engaged in the service,
Anichitam,
although not desiring,
Ichcha
Pidanam, which covers all desirable things, Nija Padapalavam,
his
own lotus feet. Translation, Supreme Personality of God who fulfills the material desires of a devotee who approaches him with such motives, but he does not bestow benedictions upon the devotee that will cause him to demand more benedictions again. However, the Lord willingly gives the devotee shelter at his own lotus feet, even though such a person does not aspire for it. And that shelter satisfies all his desires. That is the Supreme Personality's special purpose. Wherefore, the devotees mentioned in the previous verse approach the Supreme Personality of God with material motives. But this verse explains how such devotees are saved from those desires. Srimad Bhagavatam advises whether one is free from all material desires, is full of material desires, or desires to become one with the Supreme, he should engage in devotional service. In this way, not only will the devotee's desires be fulfilled, but the day will come when he will have no other desire than to serve the lotus feet of the Lord. One who engages in the service of the Lord with some motive is called a sakam bhakta. And one who serves the Lord without any motive is called an akama bhakta. Krishna is so merciful that he turns a sakama bhakta into an akama bhakta. A pure devotee, an akama bhakta, who has no material motives, is satisfied simply to serve the lotus feet of the Lord. Is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Yamlava chaparam labam anyate nadikam yata. If one engages in service to the lotus feet of the Lord, does not want anything more. This is the highest stage of devotional service. The Lord is so kind even to a sakama bhakta, motivated devotee. It satisfies his desires in such a way that one day he will become an akama bhakta. Dhruva Maharaj, for example, became a bhakta with the motive of getting a better kingdom than that of his father, but finally became an akama bhakta and said to the Lord, Swamin kritartosmi varam nayache. My dear Lord, I am very satisfied simply to worship your lotus feet. I do not want any material benefits. Sometimes it is found that a small child eats the dirty things, but his parents take away the dirty things and offer him a sundash or some other sweet meat. Devotees who aspire for material benedictions are compared to such children. The Lord is so kind that he takes away their material desires and gives them the highest benediction. Therefore, even for material motives, one should not worship anyone other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One must fully engage himself in the devotional service of the Lord, so that all his desires will be fulfilled in the end. He can go back to Godhead. This is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita as follows. Anyakami, a devotee may desire something other than service to the lotus feet of the Lord. Yadi kori Krishna bhajana, if he engages in the Lord's service, na magiteha Krishna tare nena swacharan, Krishna gives him shelter at his lotus feet, even if he does not aspire for it. Krishna Gahi, the Lord says, Ama Bhaje, he is engaged in my service, Mange Vishaya Sukha, but he wants the benefit of material sense gratification. Amrita Charya Vishaya Mange, such a devotee is like a person who asks for poison instead of nectar. He bara mukha, that is his foolishness. Ami vigya, but I am experienced. He mukha vishaya, king of dubo. Why shall I give such a foolish person the dirty things of material enjoyment? Svacharanamrita, it would be better for me to give him shelter at my lowest feet. Vishaya, ambulai mo, I shall cause him to forget all material desires. Kama vayi Krishna bhaji, if one engages in the service of the Lord for sense gratification, vayi Krishna rase, the result is that he ultimately gets a taste for serving the lotus feet of the Lord. Kama chari dasa vayi koi abhilashe. He then gives up all material desires and wants to become an eternal servant of the Lord. Translation, this member is now a devotee who fulfills the material desires of a devotee who approaches him with such motives, but he does not bestow benedictions upon the devotee that will cause him to demand more benedictions again. However, the Lord willingly gives the devotee shelter at his own lotus feet, even though such a person does not aspire for it, and that shelter satisfies all his desires. That is the Supreme Personality's special mercy. So, here it states that the Lord fulfills material desires of devotees who approach him with motives. That means he is a sakama devotee or a karma misrabhakta. However, the motive behind that is that eventually the devotee will give up those desires and then he will attain pure bhakti. So that is, of course, the motive behind that. And therefore, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, all these four types of devotees are my devotees, and I accept them all. I recognize them all as devotees. So the Lord is merciful to them all. And those who have material desires, the Lord also fulfills those desires, which is a type of mercy. But of course, the mercy is not that they enjoy in the material world. The real mercy is that by getting their desires fulfilled through the Lord, they get greater faith in the Lord, and ultimately they can progress with pure bhakti. However, the only way that can be done is that if they get the association of devotees who are practicing pure bhakti, then they can change. If they don't get that, then it is possible they will continue with their material desires or whatever. Or, situation may arise, the Lord may give special mercy, as in the case of Dhruva. He had mixed desires for kingdom as well as the Lord, but when he saw the Lord gave mercy to him, and he gave up his material desires at that point. So that is another possibility. The Lord himself will purify the person. Otherwise, through the association of devotees who are practicing purely, then he can begin to practice pure bhakti and give up all these different anartas. So the Lord gives material things to those devotees because they worship him. However, preferable to them is the devotee who worships without those material desires, who simply wants to serve the Supreme Lord. So, the Lord is very attractive to those persons and is willing to offer himself when they have attained prema. So the Lord is always eager for facilitating bhakti in any way. If it is mixed bhakti, his goal is to transform the person into a pure bhakta. If the person is practicing pure bhakti, then the Lord helps him attain perfection of that pure bhakti, going through the stage of sadhana, bhava, and then prema. So the Lord is eager to help the devotees. The Lord is more enthusiastic to help the devotees than he'll help others doing karma, jnana, or yoga. Certainly he can also help them because these scriptures are shastra, they're according to principles of Vedas, but not to the degree that he will help the devotees. And therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says in chapter 12 that very quickly the devotee will get delivered from this material world. He does not promise that to jnanis or yogis or karmis. For them it is a slow process. He says very quickly the devotees will achieve. So the reason is that the Lord is directly involved in helping these devotees. So he makes a promise that he will quickly deliver them from the material world. So the Lord is willing to always help the devotee, increase his devotion, etc., more than he's willing to help the others. And those who are practicing mixed bhakti, yes, he will also give them material things, but again, his desire is to help them develop their pure bhakti. So that is the ultimate purpose of the Supreme Lord. So all these other processes are there as forerunners or preparations for bhakti. In that sense, they are encouraged also for people who don't have faith in the Supreme Lord. Then they can practice these other things. If one has developed faith, then one is not obliged to follow these other processes. He may partake of them to some degree, but he's not really obliged to follow anything, any of those rules. Rather, his main duty is to satisfy the Supreme Lord once he's got that faith. So therefore, this bhakti is not dependent upon other processes for its cause, nor does it depend on them for its success. They may be favorable, but at the same time, even if they're not there, bhakti can go on and bhakti can succeed. So the cause of bhakti is simply bhakti. It is not karma, jnana, or yoga. And that bhakti is the mercy of other devotees. So that is the cause of the development of devotion. So the Lord himself empowers the devotees to give out his own mercy. This is how he operates. He may operate directly in some cases. In most cases, he operates through the devotees. In the case of Dhruva, there was Narada Muni. So he operates through him. And in the case of others, of course, there are other devotees who act to help the devotees progress. So nevertheless, ultimately, it is the Lord's Shakti, the Lord's spiritual Shakti, his bhakti, that manifests in devotees, and the devotees spread that to others. So if the cause of bhakti is bhakti alone, and not karma, jnana, or yoga, or anything else. It is not karma in the sense of previous pious activities or whatever. The result of bhakti is simply, it's caused by bhakti alone. It may arise from the Supreme Lord himself, but he's a very merciful little person. But usually the case is that it goes through a devotee of the Lord. So in this sense, the devotees are glorified by the Supreme Lord. They're put in a very high position because they become the cause of bhakti in the material world. Same as akama. Well, because he's completely absorbed in the Supreme Lord at all times. So he's completely absorbed in the Supreme Lord. He cannot see this is the material world and these are all sinner, etc. Then he's not absorbed in the Lord anymore if he sees all of that.
Jai 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 Jai